Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you kidding me? What has you saying, are you kidding me today? I'm just chuckling reading our Facebook page. Some great examples. Sean, he's saying, are you kidding me? Because after the crash of Harrison Ford's plane, the media is digging in to find out whether or not the fuel used in the aircraft was a derivative of Bakken crude. So North Dakota officials can expect hard questions if it is. I think he's having a little fun, Todd. But I hear you. We're hearing about that in Illinois right now as well. So the media loves that one. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Don says Republicans in D.C. act like November 6th, 2014 was a Democratic victory. Debbie says that we spent a 24-plus hour news cycle on the ugly gold white versus black blue dress. Yeah, that was last week's story. Thankfully, we're over that.
You did see that I burned the dress, and then the one I liked, too, was the picture of the white cat that says, enough of the dress. How about this beautiful black cat?
Pretty good. I am saying, are you kidding me, over the fact that we need to change the law for students in North Dakota who didn't follow the law. That is me saying, are you kidding me? How about you? And also that a tweak in North Dakota's corporate farming law to stem the losses, stop the bleeding on dairy and swine operations is prompting folks to think the sky is falling. So I want you to weigh in on those at 800-228-0550. I want you to tell me who you think is going to win the State Beat Basketball Championship, the girls' tournament this weekend in Minot. Let us know who you think is going to win. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Still loving that story that Karen and Bismarck sent us about how frightened she was after buying her husband MyPillow for his birthday, or their anniversary or what, but 40 years they've been married, and got two because of the promo code Scott, and got the pillows at the end of January, and said, all 40 years he snored like crazy, and all that went away the first night on the new pillow. And she didn't sleep because she wasn't used to that, what's going on? Is something wrong with him? Is he alive? So I tell you, it works, folks. It absolutely works. And a lot of sleep apnea and a lot of things, a lot of ailments have been taken care of with MyPillow. MyPillow.com is a whole list, by the way, of all the different things it's helped folks with. A lot of great testimonials. Check it out. Use the promo code Scott. You get the 2-for-1 deal, or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. It works. Our listeners right here tell us every single day. Love those stories. Keep them coming. All right, Jerry in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. My first caller that is taking the bait on the Class B question. How you doing,
yeah,
Jerry?
Well, are you kidding me? Who's going to win? There's no doubt who's going to win. I mean, you got one of the best teams playing in North Dakota that's played for 25 years. I mean, the other Chiefs can't even compete with Ryan. I mean, let's be truthful about it. I'm not obviously not a Ryan fan because I'm from Williston, but just I've been watching their team all year and listening, and I think they actually intimidate other teams. I think other teams really don't want to go on the floor with them. I mean, it was their closest game basically this year with Shanley until Shiloh. They were beating everybody by 30-plus points during the year. I just can't see any team competing with them. I really can't.
All right. Well, let's see if Dickinson Trinity's up to the task. And then you got Kindred or Lemoore. What do you like on the other matchup, Kindred or Lemoore?
Actually, I think I like Lemoore from yesterday. And Lemoore really impressed me. They're a team to look out for because at one time they had five freshmen playing on the floor. I think the next 4 years, that's a team they're going to be like Bishop Ryan was, I think.
I love it. All right, Jerry, thanks for calling and weighing in. He says there's not even a discussion point. So I would imagine within the sound of my voice, we've got some folks down there in Marion or Litchfield or Lemoore or Kindred or Dickinson Trinity that might have a little something to say about that. I hope so. I hope you're not going to take that laying down. You know, respond to Jerry. Clifford and Ashley, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
That is Edgley.
Oh, you're an Edgley. Edgley.
Yep.
All right.
I cannot understand how in the world we can let kids from these other states elect our senators, representatives, make our laws for us after they're here for 30 days. Let them vote in their own state. That's what absentee ballots are for. And that is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard of. And Lemoore will win the tournament.
Oh, boy. You had to go with Lemoore being the closest to you there, probably, right there, Edgley?
Yeah.
Yeah, now,
I'm just leaving Lemoore.
Are you? Now, Clifford, beautiful country. Clifford, question for you.
And by the way, is Scott there?
You're talking to him.
Oh, well, the last time I talked to you was on WDAY.
It was. So that would have been, back to 2008 or before.
Been quite a while ago. I haven't been able to catch up with you, and I just happened to turn on 1100 and heard you.
Well, that's beautiful, Clifford. We appreciate that.
Yeah, now, have a good one. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate your call. Absolutely. Clifford and Edgley. Weighing in.
He didn't recognize your voice, I guess, then.
Evidently not, yeah.
It's been a while. I mean, it's at least 7 years, so.
I'm older now.
You can understand that. Well, yeah.
My voice is wearing out, I guess.
No, your voice has gotten deeper because you've gotten older.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, sure. Go with it.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number for your questions and comments today on the program. We've got a lot of open phone time here today. Let me go back to the list of Are You Kidding Me? Because we have a lot of contributions today. And what has you saying, Are You Kidding Me? And I'm stalling because I got to find there. Okay, there we go. Let's see. John says Kevin Cramer, blaming the House members who stood up for the Constitution and against the continuing and against the CR, which is a continuing resolution, for the passage of DHS funding, and then lying about the fact that the clean DHS bill funds Obama's illegal executive action. Poor man has lost his soul. Wow. I think, political disagreement is fair game wherever you're at. I think suggesting another person because you disagree with them politically or disagree with the strategy has lost their soul is over the top. Ricky says, are you aware of the pipeline leak in Tioga that has compromised their drinking water? I am not, although I heard about the leak, but nothing about the drinking water. So where are you getting that story from, Ricky, would be my first question. All right. James
says... The Continental Resources leak?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, had that on your news. Although the health department said it's actually not a threat to public health at this time, so I'm...
That's what I'm saying. I'd heard about the leak.
Is it affecting the drinking water and they just haven't updated everybody or somebody got their head in the sand or what's going on there? Interesting.
Yeah, very. James says what has him saying, are you kidding me, is the people that blame train derailments on Bakken crude. Yeah, that is a head-scratcher. No question about it. Sherry says, no, that's just that they explode when they derail. Well, again, the train stays on the track, nothing explodes, number one. Number two, there has actually been a lot of red tape at the federal government over rail cars being strengthened, a new standard for rail cars carrying crude that is lost in the bureaucracy of the Obama administration. So there's a little fact for you as well that you might want to check out. Kenny says, are you aware of all the oil leaks in a Target parking lot? Not sure if that is Bakken oil or if it is poisoning the city's water. Right? That has him saying, are you kidding me? Aaron has a fun one. He says, not much to say, but my daughter is being born today. Are you kidding me? That's the best one of the day. I love it. Fantastic. Congratulations. Chad says that a U.S. Secretary of State can run all her emails off a home server and the current administration doesn't know about it. That has me saying, are you kidding me too? Without question. Sandra says, Grafton, North Dakota, parents had kenneled their four children, 9 and under last week. I'd like to see children advocates step up. I'd like to see the legislature pass tougher laws for child abuse that reflect the crime. And we talked about that one earlier in the week. Tough one, sad one, no question about it. A couple of Are You Kidding Me contributions. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Student IDs, corporate farming laws, you name it, we're talking about it.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wanted to call for an Are You Kidding Me Friday and say that I hope the female juror in the DeGroote case, the arson case of a Marine, I hope she's happy with herself for creating a hung jury and wasting a ton of taxpayers' money and time for everybody involved when they just went to a plea deal and went in a plea deal and entered a guilty plea. So
Thank you very much. I appreciate spending my money on nothing.
He doesn't really appreciate spending his money on nothing. I'm thinking it's fair to say he doesn't. I don't think he does, Todd. Call me crazy. And we have yet another Class B Girls Basketball Championship prediction on the program, don't we?
I'm thinking maybe a Bishop Ryan fan here, maybe.
Good morning, everybody. The Lions are dominant in the Animal Kingdom, but they also are very dominant in Girls Class B Basketball. Go Lions, go.
All right, now...
I don't know if the mascot or nickname thing actually does predict winners or not. I know, Rush Limbaugh did that for years too, predicting football games based on the nickname of the mascot. So
we have, Scott, there's no doubt it's going to be Bishop Ryan. We have Lamore. We have a shout out necessary for our Dickinson friends, and also. Kindred, all right. You're falling behind now. No votes yet to this point. Let me check the Facebook page, but none on the air here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Nope. So, Kindred, crickets. Dickinson, Trinity, crickets. Who's going to win? When you call, by the way, you have two choices, 800-228-0550. One, to leave a message, give your shout-out. Two, to chat with us live on the air here today on the program. Yes. That means there's lines open.
Yeah, Scott's not getting the mascot wrong, in case you're thinking, well, Scott, they're not the crickets. No, that's not what he's saying.
No.
The team crickets. Is not the crickets.
Getting crickets from
the... I hope nobody uses that as their team name, the crickets. It was fine for Buddy Holly, if there was a reason, but... That's kind of a weak athletic team name, don't you think?
I do. Yeah, I do. That is the big question of the day. We want to know who you think is going to win, okay? Also been talking about student IDs, and some great feedback on this. My question is, if you're in the legislature, you're voting on this, as they're debating this, how would you vote? And the question really is, do students follow the law as it is now, or because a small number of students were prevented from voting in the last election because they didn't follow the law, should we change the law and create a student ID issued by the school or give them a waiver or whatever? That was the question I asked. Don says, would the ID be accepted at a U.S. border? How about the opening of a checking account? Transfer to a different university. All you need is your student ID. Cash a check? Board an airplane? Seriously. This is what percentage of students. Was it 3%? Single digits. To answer his question. Instead of lowering the bar, how about raising expectations of those who could not meet the current standard? Kenny says to that listener, Don. Now you are asking these young adults to be responsible. What next? Move out on their own?
Yeah. Pretty exactly.
Good. Yeah. Todd says, does anyone believe that 689 students really had trouble voting last election? Really? It would have been all over the news, but it wasn't. After all, the easiest pie, it would have been huge news if 50 people had trouble. I think the 689 is derived from a study, random sample. They sent on a thing, did you vote, did you not? Then they take the percentage of those that responded, and then they extrapolate that number. That's what I think they used to do that, so that is a little tough. Let's go to Central North Dakota, where Troy is listening. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Troy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, they're adults. They need to learn the law. We shouldn't have to change it for them. But that ain't why I called. You were asking about who's going to win the girls' basketball. I've gotten to the point that I don't pay much attention to it anymore because it's not really Class B. When you put in Shiloh and Ryan and Infinity and these schools that are in a Class A town, they have access to kids that the Class B students don't have. They offer a scholarship program or something like that for their tuition, and they can pick kids out of this. Maybe didn't make Century or they didn't make Bismarck High, and they get some pretty good ball players, and they go out in other places, do the same thing. Some of their contributors will hire parents to bring their kids so their parents have a job, and it's just not fair anymore. So it's not really Class B like it used to be.
Interesting. So it's that in your mind, and by the way, you know, obviously they meet the standard because of the size of the student enrollment, right? So you're acknowledging that, but you're just saying the pool they're picking from is different than if you're in Lemoore.
Well, and that's true, and they can limit the size of their enrollment. When they get to the point where they're going to cross the line, they don't take any more kids so that they can stay within the boundaries of Class B. And I just don't feel it's fair. You know, the teams that lost to them in the regional tournament are the ones that should be there because they're really Class B schools.
You think they're really manipulating their enrollment based on a athletic competition?
Well, I know that they offer there's been instances where people have been hired so that their kids would come play basketball, and I don't see why not. I mean, at what point would Dickinson Training have enough kids? What point would Minot Ryan have enough kids? And I bet you'll find if you look, they're pretty close to the number.
All right. So, in your mind, it should be what? How would you structure it?
Well, I would just like your private schools that are in the Class A towns, and I would take like your Wahpetons and your Valley Cities and your schools that aren't as big as like Bismarck and Fargo and now Minot, because Minot has gotten to be pretty big and even Dickinson, and then if you added some of the other communities that have over, you know, if you took the top five Class B schools population-wise and put them into a bracket that's all their own, because they're really not, you know, if you get little towns like Underwood, you know, the odds of them getting to the state tournament and having to go through, or even like Garrison this year, had to play Shiloh to get there. Well, they had a good basketball team, but not good enough to get around Shiloh, not that day. And so it just takes away from the Class B element of it that used to be there.
Well, either Lemoore or Kindred are going to be playing either Dickinson or Bishop Ryan, so it could throw a little monkey wrench in your theory if you know, one of those small towns takes out one of the private schools. But
okay.
appreciate you.
And if Minot Ryan wins it, then I'm right, huh?
Well,
yeah, there you go.
I understand the sentiment. I hear what you're saying, Drew. I appreciate the call.
It just taken away from the opportunities for the kids who live in a small town.
Well, it didn't take away the opportunities. They're still playing. You're just saying it's just a tougher bar to hit, right? I mean, they're still,
well, not really, because if they weren't there, that opportunity would have fallen to the kids from the rural school. So. But I'm just bringing up a point. You guys, we'll see what everybody else says about it as the game.
All right, exactly. Appreciate the call. Travis and Minot, when we come back, Wayne DeWay and others, if you agree or disagree with Troy, let me know. 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking Class B basketball, we're talking corporate farming and student ID votes and anything that has you saying, are you kidding me? Deadlock juries and mistrials and anything else on your mind today, that's what it's all about. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When you call, two options. Press 1 to leave us a message and leave your comment. Step up in that soapbox. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Let's see here. We got Joe and Travis and Minot, Joe and Bismarck, Sheldon and Henninger all wanting to weigh in here. And we got our buddy Jesse from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, to tell us about some of the great packages you can get if you venture out to Minnesota Lakes Country and relax a little. And you know, I'd really encourage you. I've been coming here since, 2009 maybe, and 2008, 2009, and the place is phenomenal. It really is. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota is like a Norman Rockwell painting come alive. I mean, it really is phenomenal. The lake is phenomenal, the walleye fishing, everything, the outdoor activities, winter, summer, whenever, it's fantastic. So really, if you haven't been here, take the trek. Come on out. You'll enjoy it. Check out chaseonthelake.com. And Jesse, my man, you got a couple of good reasons to come, like great packages, right?
Yeah. We got some great packages coming up. You know, you guys are talking basketball. We got March Madness package coming up, starting the 19th of March, going through the 29th. You get a hotel room one night, a bucket of beer, two appetizers, a chance to win a free stay here at the Chase while you're here, 25% off the spa, all for just $129. And you can also add an additional night if you really wanted to for a discounted rate. So you can stay two nights with us, catch all the March Madness down in the 502.
502 is a fabulous restaurant. Really good. Lakeside view, it's fantastic, right on the property.
Yeah, right downstairs in the Chase. So we also got the 27th, 28th of March. We got our one of our fun packages here, breakfast and bed. You stay two nights. You get two dinners at the 502 restaurant, a bottle of wine, and two souvenir glasses to go home with you if you want. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to deliver breakfast right to your room. Kind of a fun little package that we started back in January and thought we'd bring it back because we had got a lot of good reviews on that. $330 for that package, two nights. Classic hotel room, you know, and you can always upgrade to Lakeview in any of these packages.
There's condos, two and three bedroom condominiums.
Yeah, lots of condos open.
But every room is just enormously comfortable, wonderful, great amenities. Yeah,
and then one of, you know, Easter's coming up, first weekend in April, so we got our Easter package coming up. Two nights lodging in a classic condo. You got bonfire and s'mores on Friday and Saturday night, right down by the lake on the beach there. You got Easter egg hunt on Saturday. The Easter bunny will stop by, so you can get your picture taken with the Easter bunny. Egg and bag decorating on Saturday, and also our Easter buffet on Sunday in the 502. That's starting at $349 for the stay, four people.
All right, good packages, good deals, and again, the Copper Door Veda Spas here. There's a wellness weekend coming up. You can check that out. The huge pool, sauna, hot tub, a lot of great amenities. We get some snow. You can do a snowmobiling, some ice fishing out there before the ice comes off. Give Jesse a call. Guest Services Manager at ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott, by the way, for the great deals, or 888-CHASE-06. Toll free. Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's see here. Travis in Minot's been waiting the longest. Let's go to you. Travis, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I called to talk about the corporate farming bill, but if you give me enough time, I would like to respond to the previous caller's comments on Class B basketball, as my kids attend one of those schools. Are you still there?
I am, yes, absolutely. Right. So give me your take on the corporate farming thing. Should they make this tweak to stem the losses on the swine and dairy farm side? You there, Travis? We lose our connection. Oh, I think we lost Travis, unfortunately. Yeah. Call us back, Travis. You've got us wondering now. Joe and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, two quick things. I was listening to the representative yesterday, getting hammered by some people around the state. And one thing I would point out to the folks is if you're frustrated with them, you might want to quit splitting up our Senate delegation and putting Heidi Heitkamp in to, you know, offset the votes you're asking for him and Senator Hovind to do. You're kind of hurting yourself. So the citizens of North Dakota got to think about who they put in office, because they're splitting their own vote. So they were giving him grief yesterday. But it's not his grief. It's Heidi's grief. She's got to start voting the right way as well.
Heidi Heitkamp is like a Teflon senator. Look, Heidi Heitkamp's a nice person. I enjoy her personally. But, I mean, she votes, as left as left. You know, she throw us a bone every now and then on the gun thing here or there, or complain about the president's executive order, but then vote with him. You know, and then there's nothing that's ever brought up. I completely agree with you. I mean, everything that is put us into fits and frustration with President Obama is absolutely supported by the votes over in the Senate, and she can make a difference there. So you're right, Joe. I'm with you.
Yeah, and on multiple things. I mean, nobody seems to point it out. I think the one thing about North Dakota politics is everybody's nice. Nobody brings up the truth while they're going through it. I think it's time for somebody to run and bring up the truth. And the other issue on the Class B thing, if you guys looked up on the North Dakota Education website on the populations, like even Minot Ryan, they've been tremendous in football, they've been tremendous in basketball, but their population is ridiculous. They take in the lower grades, they take in 20 kids per class. I'm not even sure how they're competing, to be honest with you. So you gotta give their coaches and their athletic department up there some credit. I'm not from Minot, obviously, but, they're not even one of the bigger Class B schools. I'm not sure how they're pulling it off. But one thing I will say with the Class B towns, because I know, like, Steele, for instance, there's kids moving to Bismarck from Steele playing and from some other towns. You got to have a good coach. You got to have a good program. Otherwise, kids these days and parents these days just aren't going to stay and compete. They'll move to the bigger programs. So it's not that you don't have the kids and you don't have the numbers. It's that you're not creating programs like they used to in the Whopper, the cities, or the, you know, and some of the other traditionally really good schools, the Maybills and so forth. You got to be competitive, and the kids will stay and play. So I don't think it has anything to do with the numbers.
Good points, Joe. Thanks for the call. Sheldon out in Hettinger. Lost my button there. Sorry. Sheldon, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I was just agreeing with Troy that the parochial schools have a definite advantage over the public schools. And I think the state of North Dakota needs to go to three classes, A, B, and C. And the parochial schools, all of them will be in the B level.
Well, there wouldn't be enough, though, would there?
Sure. South Dakota does it. You divide them up by population, you know, school enrollments, but the parochial schools, no matter what theirs are, they will be in the B level.
And you think that you think there's enough schools to fill out the schedules on three classes?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. All right, Sheldon. Got another idea on the mix here. 800.
Yes.
228-0550, 701-258-0550. Dennis will get you to turn the volume down on the radio there so we can chat with you live on the air. Turn that down. All right?
You bet.
What's on your mind?
Well, as far as these Class B basketball, I would say Kindred should probably end up taking the tournament. But talking about your private schools, I think your private schools should be in an entity all by themselves. You know, you take Bishop Ryan, and they're playing, for instance, this year they played Surrey. Their score was 103-19. You know, what's that do to these little Class B schools? I mean, all it does is disintegrate them because they don't want to play Bishop Ryan no more. And I think that they should have their own league, and these private schools should be on their own. And Bishop Ryan used to be a Class A at one time, but they dropped to a Class B because they couldn't take the competition with Mine and I.
All right. Well, I tell you, we got her going. And thank you, by the way, for the first vote for Kindred.
Absolutely.
So, there you go. Now, Dickens at Trinity is the only unrepresented voice so far today on the program. So last chance here to get one in at 800-228-0550. Steve, thanks for the call. Anything else you wanted to say, Dennis? Oh, Dennis is gone. All right. Let's see here. Where am I at? Steve sends a note here on A versus B. He said, I just want to reiterate the earlier caller that said the difference between Bishop Ryan's, Shiloh's, and actual Class B schools. I live in Bismarck, and I'm originally from a Class B school. The current system is rigged for the larger town schools that claim to be Class B due to enrollment. I've heard plenty of circumstances in this town as to where students have either not made the team at the Class A level or been kicked off for various reasons. They're then brought to Shiloh so they can compete for a Class B championship annually. It's truly not a level playing field, as these schools can pick and choose, while the true Class B schools just have what they have. All right, I don't have a dog in this hunt, but I would tell you that it sounds a little like, you know, wham, okay? And also, I like the little engine that could. You know what I mean? I mean, I like the little engine that could, even if you know, your enrollments are the same. And I agree with the caller who called and said, you know, look, some of the ways they do this, to hobble together with the students they have, they have to have great coaches. And, you know, I mean, yes, there's some people that are always going to say, well, I'm going to enroll my daughter in that class because I want them to. But I think that's a small percentage. I really do, you know. All right, so I'm going to take a side. John and Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, a couple things to think about here. When I was back in high school in the early 70s, you know, these schools like Ryan, Harvey, Tioga, Crosby, Rugby, Botnell, they were all Class A. And then, I don't know if they changed the limits or whatever, but, you know, they dropped out, became Class B schools. But for a while, the Class A, like, I mean, I think, remember, they had the North Star Conference, and that was, I think, what, Grafton, Rugby, Botnell, and some of the bigger Class B schools. And when they qualified for tournaments, they get to put in two teams that are qualified to go to state Class A, when, you know, and then the Minots and the Bismarcks and Fargo's would have three representatives from their, I think, the two districts then, the east half, the west half, whatever. So, you know, things changed, and I don't know what to say.
Are you okay with the change? The way it is, John?
Well, boy, I don't know. I would think, you know, like the Shiloh Christians, the Minor Ryans, I would think they'd be growing, getting back to like that overwhelming victory for Ryan over Surrey. But Surrey is growing too, you know. So things, every year, it's a different situation, it seems like. So I don't know what to say. So just that things have changed over the last 30, 40, 50 years, you know. So
appreciate the call. You're absolutely right.
Okay, thank you.
Take a short break. Tell you about how you can sell to the feds if you own a business. Would you like to have the federal government as a customer? We'll tell you about that when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, Scott Hinn here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatments Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And what's on your mind brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott when you call so you get that 2-for-1 deal on the original classic pillow. 2-for-1, that's 50% off by my math. 800-506-9028. You know what they tell me? The most important thing to your health is sleep. So, to have a better night's sleep, you need the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. The one with a 60-night money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty that stays cool, no tossing and turning. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right. We're at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, wrapping up our broadcast today, and we have one guest. Yet to chat with us on the program to tell us about how really an alarming amount of business goes to out-of-state companies that could go to your business, your small business. Do you know that? Surprising number of federal business opportunities right here in North Dakota that go to businesses that are not here because we as North Dakotans or Minnesotans don't know about them until now. That's why we welcome our next guest from the Impact Foundation, Darren Pureus, is with us. Hey, Darren, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Good. So next week, there is a federal procurement fair to help us get better at this. But as I understand it, this is just a matter of awareness, right? I mean, it's taxpayer dollars, and this business is here, and we just need to get a little bit better about knowing that these opportunities are right here. Tell us about the fair. What happens?
Well, on Tuesday at the Dakota Medical Foundation building, or Impact Foundation offices here in Fargo, we have several different government agencies that are going to be here. They'll be putting on workshops, you know, how to do business with the VA, with the Corps of Engineers, the Air Force bases, both the state of Minnesota and North Dakota, as well as a couple other different workshops that we have. And then you can also meet with those different agencies, as well as other service providers, such as myself with the PTAC, with the Small Business Administration, Small Business Development Centers. You can come and find out about all of those different opportunities that we're talking about that are here in the region, and find out about those different service providers that can help you secure those contracts.
What kind of opportunities are available to businesses in our area?
Well, really, first of all, the federal government is the largest purchaser in the world. So, they really buy everything that you can imagine. In this area, obviously, we've got border stations. We've got two Air Force bases. We've got the VA hospital. So there's a ton of different opportunities out here. You know, I just did a search this morning, which I always do, and in the state right now, we have contracts out for landscaping, for janitorial. There's always a lot of printing contracts that are out. Anything from, I saw opportunities for windshield replacement, actuarial services. There was a machine gun backstop. I mean, if you can imagine it, there's opportunities out there.
So is it just a matter of business here and just sort of go to their usual sources and the customers that are in the private sector and aren't used to doing? Is there extra hoops? I mean, what are the differences between working with the private and public sectors?
Well, anytime you're working with government, as we all know, there's going to be extra hurdles, and that's what we're here at the PTAC to assist companies with that. You know, there's different registrations and certifications that you need to go through. A lot of people just don't know where to go to find the opportunities, and that's one of the big things that we can help with. And then there's so much. There's so many different agencies, different offices, and things like that where people just aren't familiar with where to go, and it seems like too big of a monster to try and tackle by themselves. So that's why we're here to help. And help those businesses get successful and find out what opportunities are there for them.
Do you have a favorite success story of somebody you've helped?
You know, we've got quite a few of them. There's a local business here in town that we started working with about a year ago, and he has been extremely successful. He hadn't done any contracting in the past. It was a fairly new business. We helped him, you know, get all those necessary registrations and certifications. We helped him, you know, find the opportunities. We completed his first couple bids with him, went through the RFPs with him and all that paperwork. I think in his first year of contracting, he's got, I think it's five contracts right now. He's got a state contract, local and federal contracts, for a total of five in his first year. So, I mean, there's just a ton of opportunities out there and people just aren't real familiar with them. And, you know, especially when the economy is going so well, people kind of shy away from the government. But like I say, with all those just different federal agencies, with all the money that the state of North Dakota is spending right now, there's a lot of opportunities right here at home.
All right, folks, tell us about the website where you can learn more about your event next week.
Yeah, to find out more about our services that PTAC can provide, North Dakota businesses, and then about our event next Tuesday, go to our website at www.impactptac.com. That's impactptac.com.
and the government procurement fair where you can find out how to sell to the feds. This is open to North Dakota, Minnesota businesses. Free event. Costs you nothing. You can register online. You can do it at that website, impactptac.com. It's Tuesday, 8 a.m. registration. The event is 8:30 to 4. It's at the Dakota Medical Foundation building, which is on 28th Avenue South in Fargo. Again, events free. Space is limited, so they do want you to sign up for that. And fascinating. Very fascinating. I think we love making the small businesses in our great region go. So, wonderful opportunity. Darren, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Have a great weekend. Darren Purias, Impact Foundation, with us on What's on Your Mind. All right. Enjoy that state Class B basketball tournament. God bless you, folks, from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Bye-bye.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. Give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. ValleyImports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.